Well, made it through the week. Yeah, filed your taxes. I did mine during the WrestleMania pre-show. I thought I was going to take way longer than it did. But it ended up only taking like 2-ish hours to do. Which is not so bad. Okay, let's see here. Let's hit shuffle on this, and oh good, yeah, well, this is setting the tone, isn't it? Easy is it to import your own music into The Sims if you wanted to, like, get a hold of all these Simlish covers of songs? I mean, I guess, like, the answer is just hit play on it. MP3 player, really, but kind of defeats the purpose, really. We'll be right back. God. No one else is allowed to dance. Mickey's gonna dance now. What a selfish song.
Mickey's the man. Make no mistake. His mouse is live in effect and he don't waste time. On the floor with a new move. He jumps to the rhythm, jump to the rhythm, jumps. And he's here to combine beats and lyrics to make you shake your pants, take a chance. His mouse can dance. Mickey will own the floor once he's in the door. You don't want no more. A test to see who's best for Mickey. There's no quest.
This billboard just says cannabis gummies. Everybody over here, everybody taste over the bliss. Just watch him do his thing. Come on, everybody in the house, sing. Mickey's alright. Sing. He's on fire. Will I be able to listen to this if I subscribe to Disney's service? Will music be a part of that? Because there's a lot of great material. Spanish Frozen. Using Mickey samples the same way you would use Crazy Frog samples is a practice I can only approve of. This little break here is notably worse than the original song. Why are we all stopping? Is it because you're all Ubers and you're all dropping people off here? Is that what we're doing? Oh, God.
Are you ready? Come on, this is our signal. Put your hand on the ear. Come on, this is our signal.
I had all of my pores surgically sealed except for the ones on my knees. It just seemed like it was the least offensive place to sweat from, and Mickey Mouse is... only reaffirming my decision. Of your knees or like the back, you know, like a, because the back is like a, you know, it's like a, you know, that's an area that I, you know, if you were sweating from the backs of your knees, I might buy that. But the front, like just like my knees, no, that's never happened. I mean, I guess that's why it's special that Mickey's gonna make it happen.
Yeah.
change my text message tone to Paris Hilton saying Scott Storch. It's out soon. I mean, it's, you know, yeah. She doesn't give a damn and she doesn't give a fuck. Is called G shit, but this doesn't sound like G shit to me. Always fun when you're sitting in traffic here on a Friday, stopped, watching people on these rented scooters. It's not like the powered sidewalk scooter, razor scooter thing, but these are actual, like, wear a helmet scooters, like mopeds, I guess you would say. More like a moped. And they're trying to ride them between the lanes. And they are so unsure of themselves because they rented this thing. This fucking nightmare of a song.
Well, first I'm gonna warp you into a world of hate and war, where you'll assault everyone you have ever known.
listen to all those Minecraft parodies, all those Fortnite and Apex raps over this. Like, this whole song sounds like one big smirk. Like, someone's going like, yeah, I wrote this. What do you think? Yeah, really good, right? Really good, right? No. No. No, sir. No.
Well, I'm going to tell you what happened. I went out last night, and I got hitched up. When I woke up, his buddy should have seen what I had in the bed with me. He jumped up out of bed, put his hand down in his eye, looked at me like a guy in Canada commodity meat.
Like, the performance sounds like the guy is smirking as he is, like, rapping it or singing it, you know? It's like, oh, this is gonna be so epic. Like, fuck. This is good. This is good. Really low, and hey dude, we're doing a comp. You want to do a cover for our cover comp? Started on it and then looked at each other and said, well, I don't know, what are your thoughts on Major Lazer? Yeah, I don't know, we can slide some of that in here too, why not? Crazy Frog donk. Oh, good. Yeah, thanks for this. Yeah, man. Sure, yeah. Why not put Spin Spin Sugar over? Why wouldn't you do that? It's my inability to listen to the lead singer of Smash Mouth make noises with his mouth that leads to me disliking Smash Mouth so much. You know, it's the rasp, like his specific tone just ruins stuff for me. Like, it's a beautiful day, the weather's really nice, but it just seems just that much more gray while this song is playing. Maybe that'll be the thing. I'm in the middle of moving a lot of stuff around the house. And I'm hoping that my talk box turns up as I do that. Here's the tube, put it in your mouth, and then hook the keyboard up to the other end of it, and shape the keyboard sounds with your mouth, and try not to drool all over the place. Maybe that's just a me problem. I would definitely need to wash that hose, though, if I find it. It's probably been sitting in a dusty box for... I don't even know at this point. It is probably with my microcord, now that I think about it, because that was the last time I used it, was when those two items worked together. The other problem with the talk box is it really exposes just how much of not a piano player I am. Like, you know, vocoder, I can record the lyrics and then record the melody track and then spend a bunch of time fixing it all. Actual good music? Weird. Even weirder. I'm gonna leave this on. I listened to about half of this album last night after getting home. Shining directly off my windshield, and my windshield being very dusty and dirty, is a bad time to discover that my windshield wiper fluid reservoir is empty.
Hey, Ben. Hey, Gravy, on probation. Fuck up, yo. Fuck up his test. You feel me?
I do feel
Gravy
you.
On probation. Now I'm on probation. Hey.
Congratulations, young Gravy, for getting off of probation.
My goodness.
Gravy train.
I said one dot, two dot, red dot, blue dot. Gravy so cold, bitch, I think I need a flu shot. One dot, two dot, three dot, four dot. Got your bitch in the kitchen cooking up the pork chops. One dot, two dot, red dot, blue dot. Gravy so
cold, bitch, like a pork chop.
I think I need a flu shot. One dot, two dot, three dot, four dot. Tell your girl want it, but I ain't trying to tempt her. Need my money now like I'm J.G. Wentworth. Bitch, I does it, yeah, I fucking does it. Post it with your auntie and your sister and your cousin. 12.
It's not good.
Okay, I'm
Please put them up. If you don't mind, do you think you could put them up?
Name like To the Window, To the Wall, you know that this was not made to simply capitalize on some search terms.
She working, and then I like to see a female twerking. 作无需内衣，你只要稍微动就是内衣。我不我把对你说，只要没人发我一个三个字没忘了我唱的歌。
This sounds like frat house karaoke to me. Except for the part where it's the clean version. To the re-release of The Great Malenko after it was taken off of the Disney subsidiary Hollywood Records. If I remember right, this is the Ned game. Not good.
From the far horizons of the unknown come tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future. Adventures in which you'll live in a million could be years on a thousand maybe worlds. The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Galaxy Science Fiction Magazine, presents We go forward in time to the days when war has been outlawed. And in its place, there is a system of carefully controlled, legalized murder. The story.
We've heard this one before.
Thank you.
refer to this track? I'm not saying I need tracks to be short, but here in this context, in the car, with this playlist, I find myself wanting the songs to get to where they're going a little more quickly.
Channel. right channel.
This is a terrific album, but this might be like the second worst track on the whole thing, so... So I'm happy, but also very sad. CDs. I'll just hook up my Pono. Shit! We'll be right back.
somewhat lucrative one, because I'm pretty sure De La Soul is not on Spotify. So the De La Soul tribute band here. This is the opposite of a tribute.
Boosters the folk. I can't let go because the Mexican here. Criticizing rap because you're out of order. Stop looking, listen to the phrase of British there. Don't get offended because you're messing my shoe's daughter. I drive a Camaro and I'll listen to the sound. Why rub his door to the dressing of the production? He stares in the south, so we're doing it back. Because the action's not a trip, we're showing him a function. Everybody wants to be that DJ. Everybody
this
wants
to be an MC. This is bad. Wow. And you don't have to this is, these performances are poor.
That's a magic number.
Like, did you listen to the songs before you performed them, or?
Showing true position, this here piece is the kiss in the pocket pot that's missing, where that negative number fills up the casualty. Maybe you can subtract it. You can call it your lucky partner. Maybe you can call it your adjective. But odd as it may be, without my one and two, well, there would be my three makes past me, and that's the magic number.
That if you give someone enough fucking studio tricks and time, like time and then like fucking like let them punch the fucking rhymes, anyone can like rap on like a record. Anyway, you know, if you are recording, you can piece it together. Fucking punch it three syllables at a time if you have to. But holy shit. Whenever I recorded, I always tried to do complete takes, you know, with like limited exceptions. Sometimes be like, you know, just I fucked up one syllable here, so let's just fucking punch over it and fix it. Keep going. Unlike these, unlike these fucking one take Jakes, just fucking. Yeah, I feel like I've been sent some pretty poor vocal recordings. Like, here, put this over the track. Like, not, no. 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 Can we just not? Commodore 64, the group, not the computer, put out a rap album. And their whole aesthetic, like their whole, the whole thing was they recorded all the lyrics by shouting into like a fucking, a Mac, like a Quadra, a Mac Quadra built-in microphone or something, you know, like a built-in mic on a Mac. And they're doing like gang vocals. And so all three of them are shouting into this fucking computer. And it doesn't sound good, but that's what they were going for, so I can respect that. At least. It's a good album. That album they put out is a good album. That's all I have to say. Have a good weekend. Let's do this all over again next week.